Many people today are of the opinion that Jim Jones and the Jonestown Massacre was done in the name of Christianity. And unfortunately, people have not really researched this, because if people actually knew the facts about Jonestown and what happened in Guyana, they wouldn't come to such a radical conclusion that Christianity was the problem. The problem was actually atheism, because Jim Jones himself was an atheist.
But of course, everyone knows where I'm at. My bishop knows that I'm an atheist. I'm an atheist. I'm an atheist.
He got behind the pulpit and would cuss and swear to his followers, but he would also make statements like, "There is no God." He literally said that from the pulpit. He said that there is no God, but socialism. Socialism is God.
There is no God. Yeah. I see some, there's some still not aware of what God is. God is perfect freedom, justice, equality. And thus, the only thing that brings perfect justice, freedom, and equality, perfect love in all of its beauty and holiness, is socialism. So God is socialism. And socialism is God.
He even said in a recorded interview with the FBI that my bishop knows that I am an atheist. He went on to say that there is no heaven up there. He preached this, that there is no heaven up there. And so we're going to have to make heaven down here. He told people that there was no resurrection, that nobody's ever going to come to save us.
There's no heaven up there. Nobody's going to come out of the skies. Nobody will ever come to save us. There's no heaven up there. We have to make heaven down here.
During one of Jones's sermons, he stated that he came in the phenomena of religion to get people out of religion.
Religion to get people out of religion.
Even Jim Jones's wife said this. Jones had not been lured to the ministry by deep religious faith, but because it served his goal of achieving social change through Marxism. Jim used religion to try to get some people out of the opiate of religion. She also said that Jim Jones slammed the Bible on his desk and declared that I've got to destroy this paper idol.
I don't trust these religious assholes wanting to get us put out of the denomination because we were atheists, which we are. And we've done all these things, the Bible, and spit on it, and pissed on it. I don't recall ever pissing on it, but I will. I've shit on it now.
I really want you to let this sink in. Jim Jones had said that, have nothing to do with God. Have nothing to do with that sky God. Have nothing to do with this Bible. That's what he said, word for word. You can look it up. You can see it on FBI recordings.
Have nothing to do with God. Have nothing to do with that sky God. Have nothing to do with this Bible.
The worst enemies we got are preachers. The worst enemies we've got is religion and its churches. That's the worst.
Jones also said that he wished for a moment that everybody would wake up to what he had said. And just for a moment, think that there is no God. He says, and then maybe we might do something to help ourselves.
I would rather you call me the devil, because he had the sense to rebel. He had the good sense to rebel.
We're Satanists. We start off being atheists and then decide that we are our own gods, the center of the universe. And so Satan for us is a symbol of freedom, liberty, and pride, which we think is a wonderful thing.
The only thing that brings perfect justice, freedom, and equality, perfect love in all of its beauty and holiness, is socialism. So God is socialism. Socialism is God.
And I suppose that's why Jim Jones said that socialism is God. He says there is no God but socialism.
I'm amazed that I have as much power as I do, with people not paying any attention to me. Otherwise, some of you will sit right here. You say you don't believe in God, but you really do. You substituted your sky God in me. But don't you ever insult me by calling me your creator sky God. I am a savior because I save everybody that comes to me. But don't call me your creator sky God. Just for a moment, think that there's no God. Then maybe we might do something to help ourselves.
I was lawyer and attorney for the notorious Jim Jones. And who they were not Christians. Jim Jones himself did not believe in God. It was a cult. He was a Satanist. Indeed, if he believed in anything, he believed in the communist ideology, which he proclaimed in his last will and testimony, leaving everything to the Soviets.